وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to all your beautiful du'as, Mulana Salim Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we're going to be discussing the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam inviting Fir'aun to Islam. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam once said to Fir'aun, accept my one plea to you and be blessed with four bounties. In fact, that was a very, very good bargain. One and get four in return. So Fir'aun asked, what is your one plea? So Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, announce publicly that there is no God except Allah. That is the basic. He is the creator of the heavenly bodies on high and the stars. Yea, on earth, He is the creator of men, shayateen, jinn, and animals. He is also the creator of mountains, the oceans, the forests, and the deserts. His kingdom is unlimited, and He is without equal and without likeness. He is the watcher over every person and supervisor over every place in the universe. He grants sustenance to every living being. He is the keeper of the heavens and the earth. He creates flowers and plants and is aware of the inner secrets of the hearts of men. He is the ruler over the rebellious ones and the punisher of them. He is the king over every king. His is the right to rule with authority. And whatever he wishes, he does. No one can oppose him. So Fir'aun listened to all this and asked, what are the four things that I will receive in exchange for that? Perhaps the promise of those things will cause my belief to become weak, and through my acceptance of Islam, the locks of unbelief of numerous other souls may be broken, and they will also embrace Islam. Perhaps through these things, our land may become green and fertile with the true knowledge of Allah. Quickly, tell me what those four things are. For it is possible that the door towards my hidayat will open up. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, then through the command of Allah, started mentioning to him the four promises. He said, if you embrace Islam, you will remain in good health always and will never become sick. You will continue to be desirous of death. In other words, in accepting Islam, you will have formed such a close contact with Allah that through it you will see the prospects of such a treasure that you will in expectancy thereof make all your selfish desires become subject and subordinate to the pleasure and wishes of Allah. You will be prepared to exert yourself spiritually to such an extent that you will be even prepared to sacrifice your love. Many other lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they go out for jihad, they make the firm commitment and the intention that they do not want to return. They go in, jahidu fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Make jihad in the path of Allah with your wealth and your lives. What drives them to that? It is the intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which they place above their own desires. If in someone's house there is a treasure buried, that person will willingly and with pleasure be prepared to break down that house to get to the treasure. So Mawlana Rumi says, so also the true lovers and seekers of Allah will be prepared to destroy their lustful desires in order to attain the pleasure of Allah and close contact with Him. After this destruction, the great bounty and favor they acquire is the envy of the whole world. It is only after one tears away the clouds of desire that the true light of the sun shines through. And we also notice that in our lives, what is a barrier between us and Allah? It is all our illicit desires. All the wrong things that we do have a desire behind them, which is known as shahwa. And that is what leads us astray. So, O Fir'aun, just as the worms attacking the vine's green leaves deprive the plants of producing grapes, so also does this despicable world make you busy with the pleasures of the flesh. But when Allah's bounty and favor prevails, then you will become wakeful and aware and discard the worldly pleasures and become busy with the truth. The result will be that every vein and fiber of yours will be filled, and this is the second promise, with the remembrance of Allah, and you will become endowed with the character, you know, that Allah desires of you. So the third promise is this: at the moment you have one kingdom at your disposal, but after embracing Islam you will have two kingdoms. The kingdom you now possess was given to you in the time when you were rebelling against Allah. You can imagine that in your state of obedience to Him, what great gifts you will receive. If you had received so much during the time when you were an unjust one, I mean, this is just the mercy of Allah that we commit so much sins, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties are so great on us. So you can imagine that in your state of obedience to Him, what great gifts you will receive. If you had received so much during the time when you were an unjust one against His command, how much will be your prize for obeying Him? The fourth thing that you will receive is that you will remain forever young and your hair will remain black. This is but an insignificant bounty in my opinion. It is granted like the promise to a small child to whom the promise is made, if you go to the madrasa, I will give you a sweet. In actual fact, in comparison with the knowledge that the child is to receive by going to madrasa, the sweet is insignificant. But it just lures that little child. In the same way, you know what I mean? This promise is made. Listen to these promises. Fir'aun's heart became inclined to Islam to a certain extent. He said, all right, I shall consult with my wife. He then went to his house to consult with his wife Asiya, who gave him some sound and wonderful words of advice. And inshallah, Aziz, we will discuss that tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that firm commitment to stand on haqq and truth, and to accept the oneness of Allah, to propagate the tawheed of Allah, to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and fulfill all the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and get the qurb and the nearness to Allah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.